She and Albert, their big plan was to marry their children into the courts of Europe.
Which they did.
Which they did. And to use them as moles to basically make Europe into a string of constitutional monarchies, rather like Britain.
Ah, and that suggests to you, well, more than suggests to you, that this, she was, well, of course she was European herself. Well, I mean, she was half German for a start.
She was half German. Her husband was German. She spoke fluent German. She herself...
They spoke German at home, didn't they?
Sometimes. But, I mean, she didn't have a German accent. That's a Monty Python myth. Okay? Mm. But she really wanted Europe to be more like Britain. And her idea of Europe was basically one where she was basically the boss, where she was the matriarch of Europe. And she almost succeeded in that she had her relatives were, I think, on 7 thrones in Europe. And
not bad, is it?
Yeah, not bad. And she was very worried about the Russians. She didn't want her granddaughters to marry into the Russians because she thought the Russians were a very dangerous lot and would get bumped off. And indeed, she was right.
Did she see it as a sort of as the empire? Because, I mean, she was.
Yes, I mean, the empire was very important to her, but basically she saw Europe as a European power. I mean, obviously she...
As a single European power?
Yes, as a European power, I mean, because she'd grown up with this big enemy, the French. The French were the enemy all the way along, and then suddenly the Russians became the enemy, and she wanted Germany and Europe to be united as a kind of liberal constitutional force for good within Europe.
Now, serious question. Did she get anywhere near that with her advisers and all the rest of it?
Well, I think... Her advisors, apart from Palmerston, who was a bit of a modern-day Boris Johnson, were
now, what do you mean by that?
I couldn't possibly say. But he an exceptionalist, let's put it that way.
All right.
I think that she and her advisors very much wanted Europe to work together, and she saw foreign policy as her domain, and she thought that, you know, if she wrote to her children, grandchildren, whatever, and told them what to do, they would listen to her, and quite often they did. Unfortunately, the Kaiser, Kaiser Wilhelm, who was her grandson, she died before she could really restrain him.
Yeah, that's a pity, isn't it?
It's a real pity.
I know it's a silly question, because we know sort of what you think from the series, but what do you think of her? I mean, both as a woman and as a leader.
I think she was extraordinary. What I think is amazing about Victoria, she was always herself. She was not a woman who felt guilty about anything. And, you know, as a working mother, as a wife, she didn't like to be told what to do by men. She had her own opinions and she stuck to them. And I'm quite sure she would have been horrified by Brexit.
Segment 1.
She and Albert, their big plan was to marry their children into the courts of Europe.
Which they did.
Which they did. And to use them as moles to basically make Europe into a string of constitutional monarchies, rather like Britain.
Ah, and that suggests to you, well, more than suggests to you, that this, she was, well, of course she was European herself.
Well,
I mean, she was half German for a start.
She was half German. Her husband was German. She spoke fluent German. She herself...
They spoke German at home, didn't they?
Sometimes. But, I mean, she didn't have a German accent. That's a Monty Python myth.
Segment 2.
So, mm. But she really wanted... Europe to be more like Britain. And her idea of Europe was basically one where she was basically the boss, where she was the matriarch of Europe. And she almost succeeded in that she had her relatives were, I think, on 7 thrones in Europe. And
not bad, is it?
Yeah, not bad. And she was very worried about the Russians. She didn't want her granddaughters to marry into the Russians because she thought the Russians were a very dangerous lot and would get bumped off. And indeed, she was right.
Did she see it as a sort of as the empire? Because, I mean, she was.
Yes, I mean, the empire was very important to her, but basically she saw Europe as a European power. I mean, obviously she...
As a single European power.
Segment 3.
Yes, as a European power, because she'd grown up with this big enemy, the French. The French were the enemy all the way along, and then suddenly the Russians became the enemy, and she wanted Germany and Europe to be united as a kind of liberal constitutional force for good within Europe.
Now, serious question. Did she get anywhere near that with her advisers and all the rest of it?
Well, I think her advisers, apart from Palmerston, who was a bit of a modern-day Boris Johnson, were basically...
Now, what do you mean by that?
I couldn't possibly say, but he an exceptionalist, let's put it that way.
All right.
I think that she and her advisors very much wanted Europe to work together, and she saw foreign policy as her domain, and she thought that, you know, if she wrote to her children, grandchildren, whatever, and told them what to do, they would listen to her, and quite often they did. Unfortunately, the Kaiser, Kaiser Wilhelm, who was her grandson, she died before she could really restrain him.
Segment 4.
Yeah, that's a pity, isn't it?
It's a real pity.
I know it's a silly question because we know sort of what you think from the series, but what do you think of her? I mean, both as a woman and as a leader.
I think she was extraordinary. What I think is amazing about Victoria, she was always herself. She was not a woman who felt guilty about anything. And, you know, as a working mother, as a wife, she didn't like to be told what to do by men. She had her own opinions and she stuck to them. And I'm quite sure she would have been horrified by Brexit.